Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Weekly Word. I'm excited this week about what God is doing. We have come through big ask and big miracles from Acts chapter 3. God has been moving tremendously in the body of Christ, and he has been taking us to next levels of stepping into big miracles. Many of you saw miracles this past week. I know I did in the ministry that I was doing around the world. And so I'm excited because God is taking us to a new place here in the month of Tammuz, which started Wednesday, June 25th at sundown, the fourth month on the Hebrew calendar. It is a month named after a Babylonian god. Now, why would God allow in his Hebrew calendar a month to be named after a Babylonian god? It's because it is a month of mourning. It is a month of reflection. It is a month of repentance. And you might say, oh, Candace, another one of those months. Yes, that's the kind of month that it is. It's tumultuous Tammuz. That's what I'm calling it, tumultuous Tammuz. And so we start out the month thinking about the revelation in Exodus chapter 32, where we find that Moses was coming down the mountain with the two tablets of stone that God had revealed himself in. Remember in Sivan, he brought the people to the mountain to bless them with the knowledge and understanding that their identity was in him. Their identity was of a royal priesthood and a holy nation. Much like when in the New Testament, Jesus called the disciples to go up into the upper room and receive the baptism by fire. They were to become the new identity of God being made manifest in the earth. And then he was sending them out. Well, let me just tell you, as you begin to go forward, at certain times on the Hebrew calendar, there are moments where you have to stop and take a pause. That's what this month is all about. It's a month of repentance and reflection in not only who we are. It's a month in which we can remember, in accordance with the Word of God, what are some of the weaknesses that we have in the waiting period. And so that's what I'm coming to share with you this month, is there is a waiting time. For many across the globe, this is a month of Shabbat. It is a Sabbath month. It is a month of rest. As we travel through cycles of increase and multiplication, the month of Tammuz is not that. That's going to flip again for us in August. But Tammuz is a time where we step into the warning of wait and do not do anything until you hear from God. See, in the rest periods, we get frantic, we get antsy, we get ready to want to do what it is that we think we should do. In other words, we take matters into our own hands. Come on, somebody help me. And that's what happened here when Moses was up on the mountain and the people were waiting for him to come back down. They got antsy. They were like, where's our man? Where's Moses? He's on this mountaintop. Moses was being faithful to do what God had asked him to do. He was up there to receive more of the laws that were to be given to the people, that were to show the people how they were to live as a royal priesthood and a holy nation. A good work was happening in that ascension place for Moses. But all the while there was frolic and frolicking in the camp below. And that's what I want to read to you from Exodus chapter 23, because this is where we find the sin of the golden calf. Exodus 32, I'm sorry, is what it is. And so on the 17th day of Tammuz, which will be coming up on July 13th, that's where we find that it is a time where there is a waiting that's gone bad. They were waiting and wanting, but a revelation was not coming to them. And so some of you have been waiting and you've been saying, God, what's next? Lord, what am I supposed to do next? Because you can feel it. You can feel the tides changing. And it's a rest period before God really begins to start moving you out. And so that happens in August. Actually, the first 2 weeks of August on the Gregorian calendar are always a month of promotion. 8 is a number of new beginnings. And the 1st to the 15th of August is always a promotion time. time. And then, of course, as we move into the month of Av and Elul, and then the brand new month of Tishri. So it's a time where God begins to churn a new vision, but he's calling you to take a time out. Pause for the new vision. Come on, I need to help somebody out right now. And see, while God is releasing the new vision, he wants you to affirm your identity in him, because the enemy's coming to test your identity. You've just said who you are, a royal priesthood and a holy nation. You've just walked through receiving great fire upon your life, impartation for the apostolic, for the prophetic, for evangelism, teaching, pastoring, healing, finances, speaking in tongues and other tongues. God has been doing great things, and a divine setup has taken place. And so with that, there is an antsiness to get moving, but you might find that things are actually getting slower. So you're ready to move, but things are going slower. Why is that? It's because you can't go against the clock. See, on the cycles of the Hebrew calendar, this is a rest month, even though we know that this is a beautiful time where there is indeed kingdom advancement in our souls. So this is a soul time, because it's a time where we look at ourselves and we make sure that we know and understand what can trip us up for what's coming in August and September and October. So it's a great time to take that pause. But in the pause and in the waiting, we can begin to take matters into our own hands. And this is where I need to say, time out for you. You'll end up creating damage for yourself if you go and begin to start to build right now. No building right now. Just rest. Just take a break. Take a Sabbath. Take a Shabbat. God is going to bring you new creativity. There's so much he wanted to give the people that had come to the base of the mountain. So much he wanted to share with them about who they are and about where he was taking them. But they were yet not ready to quite receive, because they had to have more instruction given to them. And God was sending Moses down the mountain. And what happened was, during that waiting time, they had pulled together all the gold and silver that God had given them. Come on, that's a whole other sermon in and of itself. See, we'll take even what God gives us, the gifts, the treasure, the talent, the testimony, and we'll try to start building too early. And what we're going to build is our own Tower of Babel. We're going to end up building without a strategy from God. We're going to end up doing what we shouldn't be doing, because this is a strengthening time. This is where God is strengthening you in your identity in him, in which you've heard. But what happens is there is weakness that comes upon the people, and they begin to get weak because of the waiting. Come on, have you ever been frustrated of the wait? You're like, come on, Lord, come on, let's begin to move. And the longer you have to wait, the more you move out on your own. Well, that's what happened with the Israelites at the base of the mountain. Moses hadn't come down, and so they began to say, let's gather the silver and gold and let us build our own beast. Come on, they began to build the beast from the treasures that God had given them from Egypt. Come on, you might even want to start to build something now that is from treasure that God has given you. But what will happen is you'll end up worshiping that. It will become an Ishmael in your life and not an Isaac. Come on, I need to stop somebody right now. You do not want to build an Ishmael. You want to be in union with God as he brings forth the Isaac, the child of the promise. And so let me just read kind of what happened here to the Israelites. In Exodus 32, it says, when the people saw, this is verse 1, when the people saw that Moses delayed to come down out of the mount, the people gathered themselves together unto Aaron and said unto him, up, make us gods which shall go before us. For as for this Moses, the man that brought us up out of the land of Egypt, we wot not what has become of him. In other words, they don't know what's happened to Moses, and they're ready to start marching. But listen, they don't yet have their marching orders. Come on. Somebody's trying to move, but God's saying, I haven't given you an order yet, and you're just going to start marching in the wrong direction. And Aaron said, Aaron said to them, oh my gosh, Aaron lost his mind. His brother had been gone too long, and even Aaron was starting to feel it. And here he was, a high priest. priest, break off the golden earrings, which are the ears of your wives, of your sons and daughters, and bring them unto me. And so the people broke off the golden earrings, which were in their ears, and they brought them to Aaron, and he received them at their hand, and they fashioned with a graving tool. And after they made the molten calf, they said, "These be the gods, O Israel, which brought us up out of the land of Egypt." Whew. And when Aaron saw it, he built an altar before it. And Aaron made proclamation and said, "Tomorrow is a feast." Oh God, not only were they going to make this idol out of the treasures that God had given them, and they were even being led by a holy man, but now they were going to begin to worship this and have a feast. In other words, feasts are for God. They're his parties. They're his time. They're his moedim. And they were going to do this to a molten calf. And they rose up early in the morning and they offered burnt offerings. They brought peace offerings. And the people sat down to eat and drink and rose up to play. And what did God say? God said to Moses in verse 7, "Go get thee down, for the people which thou broughtest out of the land of Egypt have corrupted themselves. They have turned aside quickly out of the way which I commanded them. They have made them a molten calf and have worshipped it and have sacrificed thereunto and said, 'These be the gods, O Israel, which have brought thee up out of the land of Egypt.'" Whoa. And then we are called a stiff-necked people. Come on. We are a stiff-necked people, but that's not our identity. We're a royal priesthood and a holy nation. Should we bow to the idols of the gold and silver and treasures that God gives us? Absolutely not. And what an abomination to the Lord, because not only was this idol made from what God had blessed them with. Come on, that's a message in and of itself. God has blessed you, but don't start working now. This is a warning. Wait until the strategy comes. Wait not or waste not. Come on. Listen, if you don't wait, you're going to go into waste. That's what this message is all about. You don't want to waste a thing that God has given you. They wasted the gold and silver. They made a molten calf out of it, and then they had a feast toward it. Come on, this is dangerous time. This is dangerous territory. Somebody has to share this with a friend right now, because you got somebody stirring and they're going, "Oh my God, if I don't get out and do it now." Listen, on the Hebrew calendar, it's time to rest, repent, and then receive a strategy. It is not time to get on out there and start busting. I know the waiting is killing you, but if you wait not, you're going to waste. And so you've got to wait. You've got to wait. Just wait it out, and over the next few weeks to a month, God is going to reveal the strategy. Promotion time is coming August 1st through the 15th. It does every year, all right, on the Gregorian calendar, okay? But it's also going to be the month of Av that we'll enter into right there at the end of July, beginning of August. So it'll be a brand new month. Now, it's still the beginning of the month is a little rough in the month of Av. We'll talk about that when Av is approaching us. But right now, this is the time where you keep your focus on worshiping the Lord. Come on. If you want to fulfill the plan, purpose, and destiny that God has for you, and I know that you do, now is the time for worshiping, not wasting. It's a time for coming before the Lord and worshiping him. Do not worship what God has given you. Do not worship the idols. Be thankful for the blessings that God gives, but don't make an idol out of them. Don't begin to start building an Ishmael or a Tower of Babel. This is not the right time for that. God says, wait. All right, so that is the word for now. We're going to position ourselves to wait, and we're going to step into the plan, purpose, and destiny that God has for us. We're not going to make the mistake of worshiping idols of the past. Now you might say, "Candace, I don't have any little golden idols that I put on my altar and bow down to." Listen, anything that grabs your attention more than God is a potential idol. I'm not talking about the fact that you're adjoining God in a good work, but if you're worshiping your work, there's a problem here. If you're worshiping anything that is in your hand, all things are good, but not all things are beneficial at this time. See, this is a message of conviction. What is God telling you could be a potential thing in your life that you worship more than him. If God were to remove it from you, would you feel like you're dying? Would you feel a trauma? Would you feel a pain? Come on, then it's revving up into that idol category. I'm not talking about sacred relationships, mother and children, father and children, or husband and wife, or sacred spiritual relationships that God has made. I'm not talking about that. Although you can still worship people more than God, that is a possibility. But know what's sacred and honorable versus what is a temptation of the enemy to deter us and give credit to the enemy. And that's what the people of God were doing here at the base of Mount Sinai. After having received their identity, they forgot it about as fast as they heard it. And this happens in the waiting period. This is a warning. While you're waiting, see, God speaks to us who we are, and then he establishes covenant with us. We agree with him on that, and it can be only a few weeks after doing that before we're not tested. And you're going to be tested on something that you are loving more than God. What did Jesus say in Matthew chapter 22? We're to love God with our heart, mind, soul, and strength. We're to have no other gods before him. This is the warning that he gave to the people before bringing them into the promised land. Have no other gods before me. Why? Because when Adam and Eve were in the Garden of Eden, that enemy, Satan, came in and disguised himself as a serpent and stole the identity of Adam and Eve, took away from them that they were children of the Most High God and that they were a member of his royal priesthood and his holy nation, that they were created in his image, that they were a part of who he was. So the enemy tricked them in that moment. Now we as humans are the product of that tricking. We are the descendants of ones who were tricked. And so because of this, we have to be redeemed of the trickery. And to be redeemed of the trickery, it means that we have to position ourselves in faith to believe that what Yeshua Messiah, what Jesus has done for us, redeems all things and repositions us as a royal priesthood and a holy nation. We've now been given authority over everything that comes into our life. And we've now been given the capacity now, finally, to dominate, increase, multiply, and subdue everything that is with us. If anything can subdue you more, and I'm even talking about good things, folks, even good things in your life can cause you to worship them, right? See, we might even say, okay, we can worship bad things, right? You can worship alcohol, drugs, pornography, sexual immorality, all of that we would say is bad, but you can still worship good things. Now write down what is possibility on your list. Everybody has a possibility. Come on, even your ministry can be your idol. Listen, I know this personally. God has spoken to me many times about getting things in order and reestablishing boundaries. Remember, I spoke that to you on the Hebrew calendar when God was doing that. So this again is a time where he does not want his people to be tricked. We are not the children of the trickery. We are not under the curse of the fall of man. All of that has been broken and we've been repositioned. We are now seated with Christ in heavenly places. We are a member of the royal priesthood and the holy nation. We are above and not beneath. We are the head and not the tail. We will lend to many. We will borrow from none. We are on the mountaintop and seated with him. We can hear his voice in the realms of prosperity. We live in wholeness, completeness, nothing missing, nothing broken, and shalom, peace. Every need you have has been made available to you. Don't you know from Matthew chapter 6 when Jesus was walking around and he was sharing with the people and they were listening to him and they were feeding off every word that he was speaking? He said, do not worry about what you'll eat, you'll drink, or you'll wear, for your Father in heaven knows that you need all of these things. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all things will be added unto you. That's the word you need to carry for this week. You know the sin of the golden calf happened this month, but you can combat it with Matthew chapter 6. Seek first his kingdom and his righteousness. What's his righteousness? It's that he has redeemed all things and given you back your provision, protection, and acceptance. He's given you back your life. Every curse that was put upon the fall of man, every lack of identity that was found when Adam and Eve were struck with the lies of Satan and ate from the forbidden fruit, has all been redeemed. We are now in eternal time, eternal spaces, heavenly places, ascension realms. These are the blessings that are yours. What now shall you worship in your waiting time? But only the King. Worship him and serve him only. That's what Jesus spoke when he was tempted in Matthew chapter 4. And that's our mantra. This month, say, Lord, I will seek your kingdom and your righteousness. I will worship you and serve you only. And I will not serve another idol. And then say, Lord, reveal to me what those idols are so I do not get entrapped. When I walk through August, when I walk through Av and Elul, and I step into Tishri and the brand new head of the year, I want to know that I'm at another level. Folks, it's time to take a rest. This is the month to do it. The month of July and set up right before August. It's going to start speeding again, folks. Allow yourself to be more like Moses and less like the children at the base of Mount Sinai. Instead, be the ones that ascend with him and receive the orders from heaven that even you can share with others. Moses was still up on the mountain worshiping God when all of this chaos was going beneath. That's where you need to be. Get up on the mountain. Come on, you're an ascender. And listen, if you want to join me for my ascension classes so I can teach you more about ascending, come join me on Thursday, July 17th at 10 a.m. and 6 p.m. It's a free class. Come on. You can't get any better than that. Share this with a friend. Say, I'm going to Candace's free F-R-E-E class, 10 a.m. and 6 p.m. Eastern, wherever you are all over the world. Just hit the little bit.ly link there and sign up and share it with a friend. We want as many as can come. Listen, I do this every single month. I prepare you for what you're in and what's coming according to the Hebrew calendar. And then I teach you how to live in these places of ascension. God has written a good story over your life, and he is a good God, and it will come to pass. But sometimes you need some help to stay where you're at, or move when you're supposed to move, or change something up. And God shares with us every month those keys. And that's what I want to share with you. So join me for those classes. If you don't yet have a copy of my book, 365 Prophetic Revelations from the Hebrew Calendar, get your copy today, because that's going to be the book that I can use in your life as your coach to help walk you through every single day and get you ready for what God is doing on the Hebrew calendar. People all over the world use this as a resource. As a matter of fact, just recently it was number 7 on Jewish holidays on Amazon. So it is read by many all over the world to know the right times and seasons. When are the feasts and the fasts of God? When are the special holidays in Israel? What are the things that we need to know according to the Hebrew calendar that God is revealing about himself? God wants to share more of him with you. And I've got it right there, a small paragraph every day in 365 prophetic revelations from the Hebrew calendar. If you're out of the country, get it on Amazon. Go to your major bookseller and ask for it. You can also download it from most of these retailers as well. It can come in a PDF or ebook copy as well. So make sure you grab a hold for yourself and get one for a friend. Now, if you're getting excited about what I'm sharing and you want to get ready for the fall timeframe, we still have classes that are taking place. Soul Transformation, Dream Mentors 101, 201, 301, 401. We want to coach you, and we want to help you become a coach. You want to have a kingdom business. You want to have other people come into alignment. You want to be able to share with them and grow them in who God has called them to be. Sign up today at dreammentors.org. We've got classes running all the time, and God wants you to be a part of the family. It's my apostolic network. It will enable me to pour into you as well as my coaches to do the same thing. We want to get you ready for the destiny that God has for you. There are things you need to know. Why? Because you're a sent one, because God's using you in the kingdom, and you just might need the tools to do that. We offer so many tools you can use with your churches, with your family, with your friends. It's a great opportunity. So sign up today at dreammentors.org or go to my website at candacesmitheman.com. The last ask that I have for you is if you could please go on my YouTube and like my YouTube channel. Why am I asking you to do this? I had many subscribers removed from me through the algorithm system on YouTube, and I would like to regain those again. And so I'm asking you, if you enjoy these videos, can you please like on YouTube, please? You can, of course, like my Facebook as well, my Instagram, my TikTok. I'm on there. Share the short videos that are there. They will help people learn, and they'll help people grow in an understanding of who they are, what God's called them to do, and how to stay in alignment with the Hebrew calendar. I thank you in advance for your like and subscribe on YouTube, and of course, on Facebook as well. All right. Be blessed. You're highly favored. God has great favor upon you, and he has blessed you. It is time to not waste and not want, but to wait. We're going to wait for the strategy. We're going to rest. We're going to pray. We're going to seek him. We're going to seek his righteousness, and we're not going to worship other idols this month. All right, share this with a friend, and I look forward to seeing you next week. Be blessed.